Percival Keene by Frederick Marriott. This book is read by William Sutherland. Chapter 1. A few miles from the town of Southampton there is an old mansion house, which has been for centuries known as Madeline Hall, in the possession of the de Worsley family. It is a handsome building, surrounded by a finely timbered park of some extent, and what is more important, by about 12,000 acres of land, which also appertained to it. At the period in which I commence this history, there resided in this mansion an elderly spinster of rank, named the Honourable Miss Delmar, sister of the late Lord de Worsley, and aunt to the present Earl, and an Honourable Captain Delmar, who was the second son of the deceased nobleman. This property belonged to the Honourable Miss Delmar, and was at her entire disposal upon her decease. The Honourable Captain Delmar, at the time I am speaking of, commanded a frigate employed upon what was designated Channel service, which in those days implied that the captain held a seat in the House of Commons, and that he voted with the ministry, and further, that his vote might, when required, be forthcoming. The frigate was never sea-going, except during the recess. It must be admitted that H.M. ship Paragon did occasionally get under way and remained cruising in sight of land for 2 or 3 days, until the steward reported that the milk provided for the captain's table was turning sour, upon which important information the helm was immediately put up, and the frigate, in case of such extreme distress, would drop her anchor at the nearest port under her lee. Now, as the Paragon was constantly at Spithead, Captain Delmar was very...